The Midday Report.
A briefing from the Basic Education Department Director General today on the progress of marking matric exam papers. And the DG has been on the road, travelling across the country. Every time we speak to him, he's somewhere else. He's been to all 181 centres, checking out the COVID compliance. Matanzima Mkhweli, that's the DG. So he was holding the briefing today. But also Priscilla Ogunbanjo, the Director of Examinations, was talking.
This is as of today, 45,272 markers appointed, out of which 2,463 withdrew. Now, out of the 2,463 that declined, the provinces replaced 1,736. If you look at that, that's about 70% of those who declined were replaced. In some cases, the provinces did not feel that they needed to replace all the markers because in some cases, the scripts were less than expected, especially for the senior certificate candidates, replaced fewer. But in total, if you put the total number nationally, they replaced at least 70% of the markers.
That's Priscilla Ogunbanjo, the Director of Examinations. Let's speak now to EWN reporter Thando Kubeka, who's been watching that briefing for us. Thando, what did the DG and the other officials have to say about the marking situation?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, the department, of course, coming out to say that the marking of matric exam paper scripts went significantly well across the country. And you'd remember that they had planned to conclude all marking by Friday. But now, of course, they say that all provinces will be done as early as tomorrow. And in fact, saying that provinces such as, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and the Northern Cape finished well ahead, and the rest of the provinces are currently busy wrapping up. They're busy with the final process of marking. And the department, Mandy, really coming out to praise the markers for being able to complete marking under the circumstances that we find ourselves as a country, battling a second wave of COVID-19.
What did they say retrospectively about the COVID protocols that were in place? There were a couple of deaths, but when we spoke to the DG last week, he seemed to say that it was much lower than they would have anticipated.
Sure. So, Mandy, they're saying that they're actually proud and happy about the COVID-19 protocols that had put in place at most of the marking centres across the country. And yes, as you rightfully mentioned, we had at least four markers that passed away, and we had over 2,000 markers across the country that contracted COVID-19. And the department says that most of the markers that tested positive for COVID-19 was either on arrival or soon after they started with the commencement of marking. So they are pretty much, confident with the strict protocols that they had put in place and are proud of the outcome so far.
Thando, I know that this was a briefing about matric exams, but did they say anything about the reopening of schools or the 2021 school year at all?
They didn't pick up on that yet, Mandy. I think a briefing on the reopening of schools will be held. But what they did say is the process that, of course, is going to unfold from now on, now that the matric exams have been marked. The capturing of the marks has begun. They say about 34 centres across the country have been set up to do this, with about 600 capturers that have been appointed, and the Director of Examinations announcing that two of those capturers have already, tested positive for COVID-19. But she says, fortunately, this happened on arrival and happened in the Eastern Cape, and those capturers withdrew from the process. But we are expecting the Minister of Basic Education to announce the matric results on the 22nd of January. And of course, matrics will get to know how they did in the exams, hopefully on the 23rd of February.
Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, thank you for updating us on that briefing out of the Education Department today.